Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back in Miami for Art Basel. We're having a special edition for Private Talk, and I am so excited to talk to our next guest. Kellen's on the couch.
What up?
What up, Kels? I'm excited to get to know you a little bit more, let to know my Private Talk people about you. You're all about entrepreneurship, getting people who are doing adult work and all kinds of other things too, to make them into millionaires, which is a really big thing, knowing that you have 100 millionaires.
So you know, I'm part of a company called Creators Inc.
Okay.
We're actually hosting a huge gala out here celebrating helping, you know, people make money online.
Awesome.
Specifically like through OnlyFans, and we have A Boogie coming to perform for us. We have Rich the Kid. It's just gonna be a great time. It's gonna be a vibe. We're actually giving out, like, we had a beautiful art piece made. It's an award. It's like a Grammy, essentially.
Okay.
But it's badass. Each of these pieces cost like $1,200 a piece.
Okay.
They were made in like Rosarito, Mexico. I forget who the artist was, but he's badass and busted these things out literally in like 2 weeks for us. It was insane.
Amazing. So how does oneself kind of like work your way into creating a company or being a part of a company like Creators Inc., where you not being selfish for yourself, but you're also giving back to other people and trying to giving them platforms to coach them into like being millionaires, what that platform kind of looks like? How did that all kind of come apart?
So it all really started like when I was with my ex. So I'm an influencer, right? Like me and her, we have 7.2 million followers together on like TikTok. I almost said OnlyFans on TikTok. And, you know, she does OnlyFans.
Okay.
And, you know, she makes anywhere from like, you know, $80,000 to $100,000 a month. She's killing it forever. Like, you know, she's been doing it for about 3 years now, and you know, she was making a lot of money, and it was like really intimidating for me. And she's like getting on my ass. She's like, you need to make more money. So, the agency that she works with, I came to, his name's Andy.
Okay.
Andy Bachman. And I came to him, and I was like, look, Andy, I was like, if there's anything else that I could do to like, you know, be an asset or help with the company, I would love to do so. So he gave me the opportunity, and then I brought him 40 creators within like the first like month.
Amazing.
And then he's like, I would love to have you work with me. And it's been a wrap ever since.
Okay. That's a big tall order to fill. It's one of those things that is maybe one or two girls that you can kind of bring, but bringing, you know, that many girls that are actually doing numbers and doing volume, I think is really amazing to kind of like have that behind your belt. Is like, was it just because of your vibe about your entrepreneurness? Is it because of your girl, like they were friends with her? Or like, how did you kind of like solidify your way into being like, hey, I'm bringing these people on, and they're like, I know I can vouch for them? Because that's kind of the biggest thing with the industry, is we can all say, hey, come to this platform, but if you're not really doing numbers and whatever, then it's kind of a hit for you as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I have a really good eye for it, but like the thing is like, my network is like absolutely insane. Like I pride myself on being like a professional networker. Like I talk to anyone and everyone, and just like over the years and like starting to like blow up like on TikTok, like during the pandemic, I made everyone that was blowing up with me, I made sure I was in their DMs. I was talking to them, networking, seeing what brand deals are getting, seeing how they're making money or just anything. I've always been ahead of the curve.
So with social media influencing is like such, it's a new field, but it's been around for a while. So you see, like, you know, with the pandemic happening, you know, there was different lanes and different time schedules that you could be like, do a little bit more. Mm-hmm. What exactly do you do on your TikTok? Do you do more like dancing video? You do like funny reels? Like what made you like kind of transcend above the rest that you could become a TikTok person that gives coaching and like kind of walk people through that avenue?
Yeah. So I really learned to tell a story through video, but on my biggest platform, the one with 7.2 million, we did couples content and we just made a bunch of original content that people really like fell in love with and like fell in love with us as like a couple.
Okay.
We're just really funny. Like, you know, she's fucking smoking. And like my baby mother is like insane. She's super hot, like huge ass. She's Latina, pretty ass face, beautiful smile. And then me, like I bring like the personality. You know, I'm not a bad looking dude, but like, you know.
So you're making things more lively. Or these means more like kind of infectious to get people to like be like, what are they doing next?
Yeah.
So because you guys aren't a couple anymore, do you still have that couple's account and do things?
No.
Or do you?
Yeah, so the moment we broke up, I gave her everything.
Okay.
Like, I'm kind of like the brains behind the operation, so I know that I could rebuild it again. I already started another TikTok. It's at like 90,000 within like a month and a half. And me and my son, it's like a father-son vlog. It's super sick. So anything that we do.
So you just switched up your whole dynamic.
Switched up my whole dynamic.
The couple thing. Now it's like the dad and son bonds.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to be doing like 365 days of like daily vlogs.
Nice.
So I'm going to be showcasing my whole life, like literally everything.
Big commitment.
Yes.
What were you doing prior to getting into this entrepreneur world that kind of like segued you to be like, I don't want a 9-to-5. I want to do my own thing. I'm a hustler. I have this, you know, these brains that can make something into nothing in a sense. How did that kind of go about?
And I've had a million different jobs. Like you wouldn't even believe, like I've been through the trenches with work. I worked at McDonald's to... We're selling mortgages to, you ever get one of those like pieces of mail that said you've been pre-qualified for like a car?
Probably.
It has like a little credit card on it. It looks like it's like worth something.
Okay.
I used to sell that to car dealerships, make pizzas. I've done it all.
Okay.
But, what I truly did before that was I was in the cannabis industry.
Okay.
Yeah, I worked for a company called Friendly Farms and I helped blow that company up.
Are you still in the cannabis world?
Other than
smoking it?
No, I don't really smoke anymore.
Okay.
Occasionally, like, you know, if I'm kicking it at the crib and it's late. And it's
okay.
Like, every once in a while, I don't mind a smoke.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're like kind of like you dibble and dabble a little bit of whatever, but not really anything. You seem pretty square when it comes to like, drinking or doing that. You feel like you maybe like lived your party life before. Now it's like time for business.
Love, if you would have ever met me before, like, 26, like I was a terrible drug addict. Like I was addicted to like Oxycontin. I would go drink every single weekend. Like I was like a club promoter. I lived in Sacramento. I was like a functioning piece of shit.
Okay.
Like I always made money. I always just like had fun, but I was just like, I was bad.
So how did
I was
you,
bad to myself.
How did you get out of that, you know, era of your life? Because, you know, a lot of people don't come back from substance abuses. Some people live in that life and they still don't think they have problems. But now kind of changing your whole life around, you're a family man, you have a son, you have this company that, you know, you're doing big numbers with, you're, you know, TikTok, you know, presence and entrepreneur all together. How did you kind of, or what did you do to kind of get you out of that rut?
I remember I went to go visit my dad and I was selling that, it's called direct mail.
Okay.
And I was visiting some car dealerships up. They're from Washington up there. And I was sitting down at my laptop and he looks at me and he just started crying. He's like, you look like you're going to die. And I was like, fuck. After that, I quit cold turkey, went through all the withdrawals, crazy. And then I was sober for like 2 years.
Okay. So the guilt and shame that like your dad put on you
was like, I was either going to die or I was.
You felt it.
Yeah,
that you would.
Hell yeah. Those nights where I'd wake up and my heart would palpitate, I'd be like I was like, it was crazy.
Shocked.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing that you, you know, you're definitely in recovery. You're not, you know, in that lifestyle anymore. I think it takes a lot and it's very, you know, you should be proud of yourself for going, you know, volumes of those things. I think a lot of people don't talk about it enough. And people, I think for me, it's like you hear all these success stories where it's like we all start from something and it's usually nothing.
Yeah.
Where it's like we kind of like have to do the trench work to really like, be prideful of what you've created now and the ability of knowing the network system that you had and, like, you know, the reputation that you have, that people are still fucking with you and respect what you're saying and those things. So I think that's really amazing to kind of see that you're in this place now where it's now you're like, okay, like, let's elevate instead of like maintaining. And I think that that's a life that we, you know, people like get complacent with just being there.
Yeah, I just feel like my story could save someone's life. Like, I literally put myself through everything. And, you know, I talk a lot about it on my social media, and so many people are like, I'm so grateful. Like, you know, people try to paint some perfect picture, but I'm like one of the realest on the internet for sure.
That's
amazing. I share a lot.
Yeah.
I share a lot. Like,
vulnerability is a big thing. Yeah. I think that a lot of people, you know, it's hard to kind of tap into that, myself included. And I think that's kind of one big reason why I did my podcast was to show a different side of myself. And, you know, obviously I've known him for the adult industry, but it's like, I also have a mind and I have views and I have a lot of things, you know, morals and a code of things. And then talking to people like yourself is very fascinating because you learn a lot about people and how you are in your environment and where you came from and what you've become and what you're becoming.
Yeah, definitely.
I think is very telling.
Yeah, this for you has strengthened probably your audience connection tenfold.
I think for me, it's definitely to show that I'm human.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people forget that, you know, adult stars, that we have feelings and that we have a life and we have all these other things other than just sex work.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I always I'm very grateful for everybody who sits on my couch and really kind of tells their personal side, because it's, again, it's a private talk and it's about getting to know you a little bit more intimately knowing like what makes you tick and what is going on behind you, and not just like everyone. I think it's a telling thing where people are like, how are you? And they're like, okay, everyone's okay. But like, are we really okay? Or are we like, how did we get to be okay? Kind of thing.
Yeah. I think I'm just really grateful for everything that I went through, because I want to be the man I am today or the father that I am today. Like, I really pride myself on being an amazing father. Like, if you watch any of my content, you could see it. Like, my son's my best friend.
For sure.
I love him to death.
So let's talk about that. So you said you separated from your baby mom 7 months ago, and you guys did the TikTok thing. And
YouTube.
How was that kind of disconnecting from that, but also obviously you have to have a co-parenting relationship of kind of like now starting over again? Like, what kind of, like, how did that turmoil happen? Was there turmoil? Was it easy? Was it amicable?
Yeah.
Or was it, you know, jealousy within the source because she just thought you were gonna fuck off and just go and do it with somebody, other girls? Or how did that kind of happen?
Yeah, so the moment I broke up with her, like, I was outside. Like, I didn't drink for like a year and a half. Like, when I was with her, I maybe drank like once or something like that. And then like 2 weeks in, I had my first shot of tequila, and then boom, I went on like some 5 month bender. And like,
so you're just fucking everything.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Like,
how did you know? Were you there, Miss Texas?
Yeah. Were you spying on me?
Maybe. You never know. Miss Texas is everywhere.
Damn. She's not going to see this. But yeah, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, I was outside.
Okay.
To say the least.
But I don't think that's a bad thing. I think a lot of people think like we'll put shame about that, but you were broken up. You were together. How long were you guys together?
I never even liked another girl's picture on Instagram for 5 years. I'm an extremo. So like everything that I do it to
you
the
extreme. You were still looking. You just didn't like.
Nah.
I don't know about that.
I feel like if I see a beautiful woman, like, it's a beautiful girl, you know, but
that's what I think is normal. I think that for why I say that is because I'm obviously in a realm of like people like pictures or whatever. But to me, a like is not going to bother you. For me, I'd rather you like it in my face and like it and I'll gawk over it behind me in my back.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean? So I think that it's the... I think that some people that maybe be more caring about those things or mindful, or maybe it's insecure about their relationship or insecure about their past or things that people have done. But for me, a like is not going to make me think that you're a cheater. To me, you're being honest. Like, if I see a girl and if hypothetically we were together, I'd be like, hey, that bitch is bad. Or, oh, look at her ass. Or, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Where not everyone is
like
that. She's
Latina, though, so that's just not
fun. I'm Puerto Rican, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Just with her, like.
You're like, I was not going to get fucked up.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I'm not trying to get fucked up. Yeah.
So as soon as you guys got in a relationship, then you just went wild.
Went wild.
Okay.
First 5 months, 4 months. After like 4 months, we kind of like, it started coming to terms like a little bit. And then like the...
Was your son already born at this point?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was like 1.5.
Okay.
Yeah, 1.5. This is just recent, you know. He's 2 years old. Two and some change.
Okay.
So broke up, and then it was like really rough in the beginning. I think I just felt really guilty about like leaving my family and how she was like.
Were you the one that left?
Yeah, I left.
Okay. What was there a reason of thinking of why? Just difference of like what family life looked like, or was did she cheat? Did she do something?
Everyone always thinks one of us cheated. None of us cheated. It was just like we became more like roommates than like lovers. Okay. You know?
So you just kind of grew apart from the romantic level. It was just more friendship.
Yeah. You know, we worked together, parent together, lived together, everything together. And it was just like, I don't know, just kind of this.
So is your is your relationship good now?
Oh, yeah. I have a great relationship with my baby mother. Like,
okay. Is she moved on to another relationship?
I don't know. She just got flew out to Dubai, Emirates first class. That's a $30,000 ticket. So Lord only knows what's happening there.
Does she tell you these things? Does it make you jealous?
Nah. Don't make me just. She FaceTime me. She's like, look where I'm at. Like, I'm like, yo, have fun. Like,
okay.
You know, I'm out here
doing. Safety first.
I'm doing me. You know what I'm saying? She's doing her. Like, you know, I'm her biggest fan.
7 months, though, is still fresh enough to if someone's flying my chick out, I'm going to be like, it's going to sting a little bit. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, don't feel good. But like, at the same time, like, you know, she's heard a million stories about me. Like, our fans are like diehard fans. And like when I was in the club or like they see me at Nobu with some chick and sending her pictures, like, you know, that shit fucks her up. And I feel bad about that, you know?
Sure.
So, you know, her, you know, it's her birthday, whatever. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
I'm in Miami.
You can't do anything. The thing is just this of just accepting it, swallowing it and
That's
being like,
saying.
You know what? I would rather you be happy, even though if it's despite my own nose kind of thing, then.
It's my baby mother. You know, I always have love with her and I will always love her. You know, she's. Tattooed on my knuckles right here. So.
Okay. It's almost Alexis, but different.
I could add like an S. IS.
So that relationship ended. Where are you at now? I know that, you know, I started following you recently once I knew you were going to come on the show and you did some kind of dating thing. Are you like open to dating? Are you on like, how does that kind of working for you?
You know, I just kind of is. You know, if it happens, it happens. If I find like the right somebody, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so you went on this dating show. Was there any prospects to like where it was like good or was it just for like?
It was just, so it's called Mismatch. It's a OnlyFans TV show.
Okay.
It's on OFTV. And so you get one date and you do three activities.
Okay.
The funny thing is so you're blind. First activity, you're blindfolded. Next one is like you do some caricature thing where you.
You're going to say it faster, you're going to fuck it up.
Yeah. Fuck that one up. And then you do like a hot tub scene.
Okay.
So right as we sat down blindfolded, I tell her, she introduces herself. I said, "Hey, love, are you spontaneous?" She said, "Yeah." And then I said, "You know, we only get one life, right?" She's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Tilt your head to the left. I'm gonna tilt mine to the right. We're gonna start this off with a kiss, and then boom, we're making out in the first two seconds of the show."
Was there chemistry? Was it like a good kiss? Was it like
no? I missed, and I'm like, I kissed her blindfold, and then she came down, and then like, then she had no lips.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know,
so did that
we
make
had
the kiss bad, being no lips?
No, because we still threw a little tongue in there, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It wasn't, like, terrible. She's a beautiful girl. Like,
okay.
Cheers to her. She was cool. But.
Was it your taste?
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah, wasn't.
But you put yourself out there, though. And I think that that's telling a lot because it's like, again, even 7 months, even though it sounds like it's a long time, but if you're in webs with your family or whatever, it's, you know, a lot. But I think the best thing is just keep putting yourself out there. Because it's
trust me, I've been putting myself out there.
And again, not in like the horror sense of the word, but like, you know, but the substance of the word of like, when you're in relationships forever how long, it's like we get stuck to talking to the same people, the same conversations, the same routine, where it's like, it's almost refreshing to just get other people's insight of like, what makes you tick? What do you like? And in this whole situation, I think it's kind of neat is because it's they're content creators as well.
Yeah.
It's like the same lifestyle that you're already accepting into, because that's the other part of dating in like the world that we live in is like, will you accept what I do? Or are you going to have a trouble because I make more money or because you think it's this big thing? And with myself, it's like, people are like, oh, they make the joke like, oh, I should just start an OnlyFans. I'm like, it's not that easy.
Definitely not.
And it's work. So it's like, it's one thing to already have a mindset, which I think is really cool to like, be like, okay, you are already both entrepreneurs on a certain level.
Yeah.
Maybe not the same caliber.
I would love to date another OnlyFans girl.
It's
just
kind
because
of like,
it's like, we're in the same realm. You know what I'm saying? And like most of you guys are hustlers.
Yeah.
And I love that. That's like the most attractive thing to me is someone that's willing to put in the work and doesn't just want to sit there and get flown out and just like ask me for a fucking Chanel bag every 3 seconds. Like, you know, that comes with the lifestyle. You hang out with me, like I'm going
to
take care of you. But like, don't be like, you
there's
know, within
levels.
The first week,
shit.
Like, can you get me the bag? Can you take me here? I'm like, no, shut the fuck up. Like,
yeah,
I'm not with that shit.
So what takes it, like, what makes it to the point where you get to where they get the bag? Baby mama status? Or
I'll buy the bag. Like, I'll send you the little Cash App to go get your nails done. I'll send you Cash App to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, go get you some lunch. But I
so
just don't like being...
on the regular.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't like to be asked.
Yeah.
It's disgusting to me. It's like, you
because
know. Because
it's like, what
I
are
like
you in
that
it for?
Add to my life and not just take, okay. take. I can't do that.
So what's your love language?
Physical touch.
Okay.
Love that.
How do you give love?
Give love? Acts of service.
Okay.
Gifts.
Okay.
Quality time.
Okay.
It's kind of hard for me to really give quality time. Time's the most expensive thing in the world.
Facts.
You can't get
especially
that back.
Especially with the son.
Especially with the son. You know, he's my main priority. So he will always come first before anyone. I don't give a fuck who
as
you are.
As he should, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, quality time is big because if I give you any of my time, like, you know, you're taking away from me making money. You're taking away from time with my son.
Yeah.
So that's super important to me. So if you get any of this energy, you know, you're blessed.
So if you were talking to your future partner out there, mm-hmm. and here at Private Talk, I'm sure one of them are listening because
what's
we
up,
have
ladies?
A plethora of fans. What would you say is your standards of list of what kind of woman are you looking for? Like, what are the requirements? You could tell you've done therapy. You're going to look at your list.
I got a list here. Hold on. It's so funny because I made this list for the show the other day.
Okay, but so. I think this is important. Like, me, myself, I'm very big in personal work, and I love energy and all those things. And myself was, I always felt like I wanted a boyfriend, but it was like, what did I want in a boyfriend? And I couldn't answer that question 2 years ago. Now it's a different thing where it's like, when you really set the tone of what you're really looking for, and not obviously to a T,
yeah.
what the physical aspect is, but what the integrity and what that person is inside is, mm-hmm. what would that look like for you?
Well, I'm just gonna go through this whole.
Yeah,
I got a nice little list here. So first off, you have to have personality.
Okay.
Must hustler.
That's number one. Are they in order?
No,
or
they're
is
not
it just,
in order.
Okay,
they're
okay.
Not in
but
order.
That's okay.
You gotta be a hustler. You have to be confident. You gotta just be stacked. Have ass like
okay.
fat pack wagon. Need that. If you don't got a BBL,
it's a shame for you.
I need that.
So you're gonna pay. You're gonna afford the BBL if she doesn't have it.
No, I won't do
you're
that.
You're gonna put the.
No, I won't do it. But I love me a BBL. Like,
okay.
Don't get me wrong. You
There's
got one. You got two.
That?
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah. Big fan of the BBL.
More the barrier.
Etiquette. You gotta know which
manners.
Fork. Yeah. You gotta know which fork.
Okay.
You know, you eat the salad with.
Okay.
Hygiene. Super
okay.
important. Gotta know how to dress. You know, I'm very fashionable. I love to dress nice. I love to dress up. Me and my son, we match all the time. We
chill
on some fly shit. Got to be an intellectual. Add to my life, not take from it. I said that. Affectionate. Like, I want to feel wanted.
Okay.
Like, I want you to, I want to feel like you can't live without me.
Was your last relationship like that as far as the affection?
Yeah, but it was more so me not being affectionate. Like, I was like so stuck in my head and
okay.
like, so yeah, that's weird. Reliability.
Okay.
I need you to be reliable. If I tell you I need you to go pick up my son or be there for my son at a certain time or just even for me,
yeah,
I have to be able to count on you.
Okay.
God forbid I lost everything tomorrow. I'm like, okay, look, this is what we're going to do to get it back. I need you to,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Trustworthy, decisive. I hate a girl that can't pick where she wants to eat, even though I'm going to make the decision. If I ask you, you tell me yes or no.
He would hate me. I hate, yeah, that part.
Motherly, loyal. Forgiving, just in case I fuck up. And then principle driven. I need you to stand on business 110%.
Okay. That's a pretty good list.
Yeah.
Now, with that list being said, do you think that that list is everything that you are and that you can
100%.
Bring to the table? Because I feel like a lot of people, we have this list, but sometimes can't check off our own boxes where it's like, that's where we misconnect and misfire is because we're asking someone of something that we can't give ourselves.
Yeah, I would never ask anyone anything that, you know.
You're not delivering.
Yeah, I'm not delivering myself. You know, I have a lot of integrity. I'm extremely honest. Whether it's good or bad, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Okay.
You know, I have principles, morals. You know, I show a lot of respect to women. I love women.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of you ladies.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's important, I think, especially in
I'm a gentleman.
This business that it can be man ran, but it's women driven.
Yeah.
And I think that it's few and far between when you get a lot of respect from the men that are driving the force of what makes this business tick.
Yeah, yeah.
And no, I think definitely. That's very volumes of the knowledge that you have with the game. If it's even coming in with your ex-partner mm-hmm. and just like kind of picking up your own skills and then taking that, which you already do, to making it your own thing, I think is cool to add value to the business of what you have going on.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. Like I have a lot of women friends. Like I enjoy some of my girlfriends more than some of my guy friends.
Okay.
It's just like, I just love a woman's presence. There's nothing like it.
We special.
No, hey, you guys
no,
are.
No doubt about that.
You guys know how to make me smile. That's
so
the answer.
So you do the entrepreneur thing, the influencer thing. What other things that you have going on currently that you are most excited for?
Most excited for? So I'm actually dropping a show on OnlyFans TV. It's called Baddies Bootcamp. It's going to be with my boy, Air Thugger. He's a well-known porn star.
Okay.
And he's going to be Mr. Stunt Dick. So, you know, I probably won't be fucking
on camera. He just knocked down 11 ladies I saw in FaceTime. He said that was the most he ever did.
Yeah, that's wild.
Kudos to him.
Yeah, the man's got a third leg, to say the least. Yeah. So,
okay, so that's, you're producing the show.
Creators Inc. is producing the show for me. It's going to be aired on OnlyFans TV. What we're doing is we're kind of put you through like a sexy workout, maybe do a challenge at the end of it. And then for like the uncensored content that's going to be sold in the DM, will be like a more sexualized workout.
So what
like,
do you win in this boot camp? Or is it just something that you just completed a completion thing?
Yeah, it's really to promote your OnlyFans.
Okay.
Like to come on, like we show love, like we make sure like you're going to get some subscribers.
Okay.
Yeah, the show's going to be promoted extremely well.
Are you looking for any ladies for yourself on the sideline to see who fits your fancy?
Are you asking to come on the show?
I'm not asking to come on this show because I don't know what it all entails. I feel like a boot camp, I should be leading it. I feel like I shouldn't just be like a participant. I'm too fly
for
that.
You get a shitload of subs.
I'm too fly for that. But I mean, hey, I'll be a guest host, a guest judge.
I would love for you to come guest host the show with me and Thug.
Yeah, just doing all of it together and like a whole thing. I just think that my booty's too big for it. I don't know.
Well, we love us some ass over here, Baddies Boot Camp. So
hey, I'm not opposed to it. I love when people do things that they're passionate about. I love things people that like they and
very
actually have an
about
idea,
ass.
And but you execute the idea. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because a lot of things is like in myself included. And one thing I've worked on is like I have a lot of great ideas, but to execute them, it takes a lot of things, right? So
yeah,
you have 100%. To like really put them all together. So I hype up, and I am definitely appreciative of all the people that really like. Stick to your passion and just make booty camp happen.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it just kind of just fits in with everything else that I'm doing.
Okay.
It's going to be completely separate from like my social media because it's like me and my son. I can't just have like a bunch of ass and then like my kid right next to that. So
very true. And I think there's also definitely a feel where it's like when you have different lanes of doing stuff, but then it's also being an entrepreneur, there's definitely different avenues that continue to make what you're doing.
Yeah. Compliment.
Excel
everything.
Even more.
110%. It's going to be nice because you know, it's just like another avenue for me to be able to make money and then just add value to like what, you know, a lot of my clients are already doing or potential clients that I could have, bring them on the show and show them exactly how we work.
Okay.
You know, what we're all about.
You seem like a thinker. You seem like you think volumes ahead. If you could see yourself, and we're all about manifesting here at Private Talk.
Love
in
that.
5 years, where do you see yourself, your business, your brand? Where do you see it elevating to?
Yeah, so me and my son will definitely be like two of the biggest people on the internet.
Okay.
Like we'll have a YouTube channel, millions of followers, you know, working with some of the biggest brands online.
Dope.
And I'm just kind of excited to like see what comes from me and him just really putting in work and seeing where that goes. Like, you know, we travel a lot for our vlog.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'd love to like, you know, still work with other hotels.
Yeah.
You know, airlines, whatever. You know? Travel, like really travel the world with him. He's going to be my best friend. And I'm so excited to like.
I feel like he already is your best friend.
Yeah, he already is. I'm just excited to share life with him.
That's awesome.
And experience. Because he's just like. He's like the cutest kid in the world.
What advice would you give your younger self?
That's such a great question. I would say find mentorship.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the cheat code in life. The moment I hired a mentor changed my life.
So
and
where
I did
you
like
seek this
ago.
Mentor, and how did you kind of get to where you felt like he was not worthy, but enough where you could listen. You feel like you've gone through a lot in your life. You've, you know, have had some hardships, go ups, downs, ebbs and flows like we all do in life. What kind of made you break down to the point where you looked for this mentor and like what do they deliver and kind of receive, like get you receive from?
I really just felt like I needed discipline and he wakes up at 2:30 a.m. every single day for the last 5 years and has a morning routine and doesn't miss.
Okay.
He hasn't missed in 5 years.
Okay.
Not one single day. He was in prison for 10 years, got out, and now he went from zero to being, you know, he pays, like, he has a spot right here in Miami. It's like $120,000 a month, 5 different, like, Rolls Royces, 4 different Lamborghinis. Like, you know,
all up, he's a mentor or?
Yeah. He's okay. Like a fitness coach, life coach, mentor. His name's Wes Watson.
Okay.
You know, and the cool thing is something that he really put in perspective for me. He's like, you won't put in the work until you pay me. The moment I paid him, boom, my life was changed. My first month, like, coaching on social media, I made $30,000.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, again, I am a big advocate of community. I myself, like I said, I always talk about the personal work I did. Mm-hmm. I hired an embodiment coach 3 years ago.
It's amazing.
And it was someone that was non-biased in your life, asking you the hard questions that you don't want to answer, but you know you have to elevate your life to a higher space.
Do you know your purpose in life?
I believe I do.
It's deep.
I feel like for me, again, one big thing with the podcast is I didn't really know why I didn't know why I started it, but how it all came about. It came kind of like it just happened. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how, why, or where, but I knew that I loved doing it. And I always like make the joke that I'm like Dr. Texas without the PhD is because I have a lot of knowledge to give. I'm a people person. I minored in sociology. I love getting to know people, and I'm just fascinated by people's insight and what you believe. And I'm also a bullshitter, so you can't bullshit a bullshitter. So I can see through the bullshit. And when people are being real, and I'm an empath. So a lot of all those things check for me is like, it's just amazing that I love that I get to have the moments on the time and the couch of getting to know people, because it really makes me grow.
Love that. It's,
you know, each show makes me grow on a different side. It's because I don't know everything and I don't attest to know everything, but knowledge is power. And, you know, when you don't ask questions, closed mouths don't get fed. So it's like, you know, for me, it's always like, if I don't know something, I'm going to ask it. If I don't know in certain fields. And before, I think even 2 years ago, some questions I didn't ask because I had an ego where I was like, if I ask this, then they're going to think that I don't know something or whatever, where like, I don't know everything. Yeah. And especially in this entrepreneur realm, it's like there's certain things that you may know that I don't. And like that could elevate certain things that I'm already doing and vice versa. So I think that it's just cool to have conversations with real people and showing your evolution of where your expectations are to be and where you will be in those times in the next year or months, whatever comes about.
Love that. Yeah, I think we all have the same purpose in life. It's to create the man or woman that we admire in all ways and then give them back to the world each and every single day.
I believe that to a point. I think it's also learning enough about yourself and like giving that back to people without being like, you know, like authentically yourself, of just being authentically yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
If that makes sense. It's kind of backwards, but it's like, I feel like when people stop questioning, when people start thinking too much, I'm an overthinker or whatever, you're just being, I feel like you have a lot more to give than to receive. And I think that it's a beautiful thing.
Love that.
All right, so now that we got all the serious things out of the way, let's play one of my favorite games, Truth with Texas. We're going to get a little bit more intimate, a little bit more spicy. I know that you are used to this from Miss Texas, but you're used to them in life because, you know, Creators Inc., I know y'all are doing some spicy things over there.
Love that.
So we're doing naughty, spicy, romantic, and kinky. So we're going to start off with spicy question.
I'm so excited for these.
Top 5 porn stars.
Honestly, I don't watch porn.
Oh, you've never watched porn?
No, I've watched porn, but like I really don't really like know the industry like that.
Like,
but
to know
I have
names,
like porn friends.
Okay, so that doesn't make fun. That doesn't make sense because you've never seen your friends have sex.
I don't jack off either.
That's, you don't jack off? Huh?
Yeah, I haven't jacked off in like 5 years.
Why? Because you're getting so much pussy? Like, what is the deal with
that? It's just kind of like a discipline thing.
So you intentionally don't jack off?
Yeah, I don't watch porn either. Yeah, intentionally don't jack off. It's like I save my energy. Like the moment that I like.
Do you internally jack off? Because you know, there's signs that I guess with men that you can like
ejaculate.
Yes.
No, I don't do that.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So how do you sustain? Are you fucking on the regular?
Yeah.
Like how often do you have sex?
How often? I don't know. I'd say I don't like giving my energy to anyone. I like keeping it to me.
Okay, that's fair, but maybe you have a roster now, or maybe you have, like, Arizona's not big, so you have to have some kind of, some females, if you're not jacking off, you have to leave.
I have some lady friends that I talk to every once in a while.
So once a week, at least, you're fucking.
Yeah, once, maybe twice, maybe three times.
See, there's more. There's three. So you're just fucking a lot. That's why you don't have to jack off. Like, you can't just do one without the other. So I feel like if you're not fucking, then yeah, you're jacking off.
No,
but if you're not jacking off, you're fucking.
But there's even, like, you know, in
my
past.
What's the longest you've ever gone without fucking, jacking off?
Probably like 30, 40 days.
30, 40 days.
Yeah.
Did you feel fleer? Did you feel better? Did you feel whatever?
Yeah, just like, yeah, I feel more clear-headed. Like, I'm not just.
So then what was it that, why'd you just go and make yourself unclear that next time? Why didn't you just abstain until you, like, found your future wife?
Oh, no, this was, like, during my relationship.
So you stopped fucking her that many times? I'd be pissed if my boyfriend said, hey, we're
not.
Yeah,
it was a problem.
Yeah, no, thank you. I can under no offense, but I can see why y'all are not together. I'd be upset if I was not getting fucked for 45 days or 30 days.
Well, it was, like, during her BBL.
Oh, so it was surgery induced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know if that makes it any better, but. Okay, so you're just not a jacking off type of person.
Yeah, no, I just don't like.
So
I don't
you've
like
never watched porn.
I've watched porn like as
what
a kid.
What porn have you watched that is memorable in your head? That is a lady sticks out in your head.
Dude, I really don't have like a specific person.
No,
that
Jenna
could...
Jameson. No, like Cherokee Diaz.
I really
no,
don't
Alexis
even...
Texas. You never jerked off to one of my scenes?
No, honestly, I haven't. I can't say that I have.
Trouble.
I'm sorry.
I'm not offended.
I've watched your stuff
I'm
before.
I'm not offended.
Like, when I was younger. But, like,
but
I don't know if I've ever,
it,
like...
you don't jerk off? That's even weirder.
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to remember, like, a time where I've, like, jacked off. Like, as a kid, I whacked off all the time. Like, I was a horny-ass kid.
How old are you, first of all?
I'm 32.
Okay, I'm only 38, but you act like, oh, when I was a kid, like, I was so old. But I was, like, you weren't jerking off to me as a kid.
No. Like, probably, like, early, like... I told you 5 years ago, I just quit jacking off. Like, it just wasn't for me.
So 5 years?
Yes, I told you it's like a discipline thing.
Okay.
It's like.
All right. Well, I can't even tell you to do homework because you don't jerk off. So you can't even watch an Alexis Texas book. Maybe your next sexual endeavor, you should play an Alexis Texas.
You know, I'm in an industry.
In the background.
Yeah. I'm just like in an industry where everything's like over sexualized. So like for
okay,
me to like
talking
go home
about
and like.
An industry that I've been in for 20 years. I get that. But y'all are still human where it's like there's certain things that even like I don't watch porn either. And I've never watched porn, but I do it.
Yeah.
Right. But there's things that sexually stimulate me.
Yeah.
So it's
I'll
like,
make my own.
Those
be no
things.
Problem.
Okay, so you've been in a lot of those.
Not, like, on the internet,
no,
but, like,
but
in my phone.
No, that's your personal
yeah.
movies.
Yeah.
So
no
is
doubt.
That something that you do with your lady partners when you do? Are you always
filming?
Yeah, it's
fun, because I like to go back and watch that every once
okay,
in a while.
Okay, so that's
you know what
you jerk off to.
I don't jerk off.
You don't even jerk off to the people you're fucking?
No, I told you. I haven't jacked off in 5 years.
Get in here. No, just kidding. I mean, I'm not mad at it. I just don't understand it. Like me being, I've been a highly sexual person since probably out the womb, unfortunately. But I mean, I got into porn when I was 21. I'm 38 now.
Yeah.
I think that I've always been a sexual beast of sorts.
You and me both.
I definitely, but I'm also not only just fucking aspect, I have to, like, I need my me time.
You're like a chronic masturbator.
Not a chronic one, but even when I get fucked, I'm gonna go and use my Hitachi afterwards because it's just not enough.
Okay.
Like, it's like, I used to always make the analogy of like Pringles. Once you pop, you just can't stop. And that's how my orgasms are. Like, I need at least about 8 to 10 for me to be satisfied.
Wow, that's amazing. But for me personally, it's like, I like to save that for whoever I'm going to be fucking. Like, I give people like a very sensual experience. I don't just
I mean,
I
get that. And
fuck.
Even me and my, in like, I haven't shot porn in over 5 years. I mean, I just released a new scene on my OnlyFans in
Congratulations.
November.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But prior to that, the whole 5 years, like, I was still fucking, but it was like not everybody. I do protect my energy as far as like those things. But if I'm fucking you, I like you in my personal life. So I'm going to come and I'm going to come a lot. And if I don't do that because of you, then you're not worthy for the next time.
No, I get that.
Next. That's like, you know, that I don't know what like, should.
Next. I think it was a show on MTV.
It
called
was.
Next.
I know. That's why I was
remember
like,
that? So remember
I was like,
Room
I know
Raiders?
Something like that. That I was like, nah, not happening. All right, naughty question.
All right, let's get
oral
it.
Oral sex, sloppy or clean? Do you like someone to do a messy blowjob?
Oh, messy
a
for sure.
Blowjob,
I want you like.
You want them to spit, all
I want
the
you
things.
Spitting all over that shit.
Do you like to eat ass?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Loud or quiet when you orgasm?
I'm like a moderate.
A moderate?
Yeah, moderate.
Can you give us an example at all?
I don't know. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Just
like, yeah, just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not just like...
Like, somebody, okay.
No, I'm not.
Is your face like that though? With the words like coming out of your mouth? Like,
no, no.
It's I'm just silent.
Like, it's like silent. Probably squint my eyes a little bit.
Okay, okay, you know okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Spit or swallow?
I need you to swallow.
Okay. Lube or spit?
No, we don't do the lube.
Okay, so spit only.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have any sex toys? Do you bring them out when you're doing, you know, sex time with the ladies? Do you bring anything out for them to play with, or your dick is just enough?
No, I love, like, if I'm over at her house, I don't have sex toys at the crib.
Okay.
Because she's going to be like, yo, what the fuck is this for? You know what I'm saying?
Maybe some like, people might like it. You might have a dungeon little drawer.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, did you watch this? I'm just like, yo, don't kill the vibe.
Yeah, tell her to shut up. Just
yeah,
put it in
just
mouth.
Shut up. Just like, here, put this shit in your
put
mouth.
Put it in her mouth.
Sit on this. You know
put it
on
the fucking mouth.
Love
you know.
It. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, no, I think toys are great. Like, it helps me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, get you there a little faster. Okay.
Biggest turn on. What is something that a girl can do that just makes your dick fully hard?
I just love to eat pussy. Just
okay,
crazy.
Okay, so if pussy's good or pussy's wet, good?
Need that.
Are you using just tongue? Are you using fingers? Are you using a toe?
Nah,
what are you using?
It's kind of like a little combination of both. Like, okay. I think you definitely have to use fingers, you know, the little come hither motion.
Okay.
Like, I pride myself on being able to make, like, women squirt. Like,
I was going to ask that. So you make women squirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, look, we're twins. Like
maybe
that.
We could... Shoot a scene like that together.
Hey, you make girls squirt together. See,
I think that'd be sick.
Maybe we should have one girl on each side and see who makes them squirt the fastest.
That
boot camp.
Well, boot camp. Yeah, boot camp.
Sometimes
it's situational. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
But, so, have you ever made someone come? I mean, so have you ever made somebody squirt from your dick, not your fingers?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I'll be honest, like I haven't.
Well, I don't
actually,
have that.
No, no, no,
I don't
no.
have
I
that.
Have, I have twice actually recently.
Okay.
Twice recently I had with my dick, so I was
okay.
really proud of that.
Okay, nice job.
Yeah, yeah. Cheers to that. I was
okay.
surprised. I surprised myself. I was like, God damn. Cheers to you, man.
Okay. Spicy questions.
All right.
Have you ever had pity sex? Have you ever had sex with someone that you were just like, eh, you know, you thought she needed to throw a bone?
Yeah, I'm sure, back in the day.
Have you ever had revenge sex?
I'm not a very spiteful guy. Like,
okay.
I keep all that weird energy away from me.
Craziest place you had sex?
God. I don't know, back of an Uber.
You didn't get kicked out of the Uber?
No, he was cool.
Okay.
My boy was filming that shit. And then, gosh, let me try to think for a second.
Okay.
I really like to fuck in the bedroom. I really don't like
to. So you just, you know, you need your.
I'm not like a very, very spontaneous, like, fucker. Maybe, like, in a dressing room at the mall. You know what I'm saying? But I like to be, like I said, I'm like a very central guy. I like to be comfortable. I'm whipping out the coconut oil. I'm a missionary guy.
Okay.
Because I love to choke you, put your foot in my mouth.
You want
to
look in her eyes and be like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just.
Have you ever used food during intimacy?
I don't like that real messy shit unless it's like spit. You know what I'm saying?
What if like a girl like grapefruited your dick? Have that happen?
I've never been grapefruited before.
Okay.
Is that like a thing?
Allegedly it is. I've never done it, but some people do it. They like
should
cut the hole out of the grapefruit and they like allegedly supposed to feel really great. Don't know, but that's
you put it in the microwave for a second or something?
I don't know if you put a grapefruit
that.
In a microwave, but I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know.
I'm
up.
Not really a food. I like to eat food and I like to fuck with food.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not a big food fucker.
All right. What is your celebrity hall pass? And at any moment in your time, someone slid into your DMs, if you were in a relationship, if you were single, if you were whatever, and you were just like, I'm going to hit that shit regardless. Is there someone you grew up to jerking off or fantasizing about that you would like to knock down?
Damn. Probably just go hit Kim one time.
Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, just fuck Kim.
I like
how
you say it as a first name basis, like we're all supposed to know. Luckily, I...
Yeah, yeah, no, Kim. Yeah, probably like, I'd go fuck Kim real quick.
A little Kim K?
Yeah.
Okay.
She, you know, she's got a... She's been known for having a fat ass, and I love me a wagon, so...
Okay, okay, okay.
There's no one like really else off like the top of my head that I just wouldn't...
All right. So you like dark hair. You like, you know,
I love Latinas. Like, I've dated Latinas my whole life.
She's not Latina, but I get the vibe
yeah,
like, of, like, the,
you know,
the dark
Persian,
hair.
Like, dark hair, like, you know.
All right. Yeah. Romantic questions.
Love these. Mm-hmm. I'm a romantic.
Dumbest thing you've ever done to get somebody's attention?
Damn. Dumbest thing I've ever done?
maybe it wasn't done to you at the time, but something that you've done to, like, you know, it was out of the ordinary to get your lady's attention because you wanted to be the one.
Probably, like, pulled up to her work with, like, some fucking Chipotle and flowers or something like that.
Chipotle and flowers? Chipotle and flowers. Was it a burrito bowl or a whole burrito?
No, I pulled up with that burrito.
It's that burrito, papi.
It was the girthy one.
Extra guac, better.
Yeah.
Because you know that shit's extra.
Extra sour cream.
Because you know that shit's extra.
No, no, she did appreciate that. Extra guac for sure. You can get that with me. I'll pay for that.
Have you ever been a booty call?
Yeah, all the time.
Do you like that role?
I love that. Call me.
Call that, me.
Nothing turns me on more than like being wanted.
You heard it, Private Talk. Call Kells. He wants to be that booty call.
Yeah, please let
you
me be that.
You know it. He can make you a millionaire, baby.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, last question. First thing that sexually... No, I can't ask you that because I already fucking know you're going to say ass. Have you ever had a crush on a teacher?
On a teacher? Miss Ruggiero.
Miss Ruggiero?
Me and her, we look at each other, and she had a...
Would she wink back?
Essentially.
Did she have a wagon?
Dump truck.
Is that what
and started? And she had red hair, too.
Oh,
Miss Ruggiero, I hope that you see
red
this.
Hair.
No, it was kind of like... It wasn't, like, super red, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It was like...
Just a light tint.
It's like a strawberry blonde type.
Okay.
Reddish.
All right. Do you still fantasize about her now?
Nah. I don't fantasize
What's
about
name?
Shit. Miss Ruggiero.
Miss Ruggiero.
She
you
was like
be a
my social studies teacher.
Your man over here, Kells, can let it down. You know, I can make his fantasy come true and yours too, baby.
I hope that she sees this. I'm big enough now. I know she's
that.
Definitely seen me online.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is the rest of Truth with Texas. You passed with flying colors. Is there anything that you would ask Miss Texas?
Yeah. Do you love being eaten out?
Do I love being eaten out? I do love foreplay. I do love pussy eating. I definitely, if you can't eat pussy right, then you don't need to be fucking me.
There's definitely a wrong way to do it. I hear so many women complain about that.
I think that the complaint for me is they either just don't do it or they, no, it's just they just don't do it. Most of them are like, oh, I don't eat pussy. Well, then I don't fuck you.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
You know, I pride myself on that. Like, I had a porn star the other day. You know, she's shot a lot of scenes, obviously. She said, in all her years, no one has ever ate her as good as I have.
Okay.
And that right there,
it makes your dick hard.
Yo, I walked out of that house like...
He felt like, I'm the man.
Yeah, I felt like the fucking man. I was like, yeah, hell yeah, I did that shit.
But do you think she just told you that? Or
no,
you
no,
think
no.
That she
I get
really...
that compliment all the time.
Because my thing is, too, is like, it's one thing when people say things,
no,
right?
No, she's super honest.
And
like,
then it's like...
She's honest as
you
fuck.
Know,
and she's a great
a
friend of mine. She would tell me the
okay,
truth. Like,
so
yo,
you
suck.
So you just eat out all your friends?
Why not?
I mean, this is your world. I'm just living in it, Kellen.
Yeah. No, I just...
Okay, so you're good at pussy eating.
100%.
Okay, so yes. Pride pussy
myself.
Eating is a top for me as far as... I think for me these days is... There's... It's a big 50-50 divide.
Yeah.
There's the men that you could tell that really like sex that usually are into it all. And then there's the men that say they like sex, but they don't like pleasing women as far as that part. They just want their dick sucked. And I think
sucked?
That's a selfish lover.
It's
where
super
it's like
selfish.
For me
and
is,
they're just in there poking around. They don't know what they're doing.
I can do both.
Yeah.
And it should be equal opportunity, right? So it should be like a gathering of the minds, not just one for without the other.
Do you like, what time of day do you like sex?
I'm a highly sexual person. So anytime I would say like, I don't like to be woken up with dick, but give me 20 minutes and I'll be okay with it.
Yeah, I hate morning sex. It's so gross to me.
Gross is the, I don't know if I'd ever say gross
no,
and sex
I just,
together.
I think about
but...
like waking up and not like brushing your teeth and like getting straight to it. Like.
Yeah, but that's hot. If you really fuck with somebody,
I'm in my
I don't
head
give
though.
A fuck.
I'm just like in my head thinking
me.
About like
if
my breast
like
just stinks.
If I like someone, I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck.
I respect that.
Last question.
Yeah. Are you gonna be shooting with anyone else? And would you come on my show?
Would I be shooting with anybody else? So I just released a scene after being gone for 5 years with Dredd.
Oh,
and
I know about him. I heard about that guy.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
14 inches of fun.
How did that feel?
It felt great. It was like riding a bike. I was definitely really scared at first. Not scared, but intimidated.
Did you have to go slow?
In the beginning, yes, because you can't just ram something into you because it's just not how things work
science-wise, physics-wise.
But it was a great time. He's a great performer. He was really an amazing guy. I'm an overthinker. He's an over-talker. And there was nothing to talk about and other than just having a great sex. And I think it was an amazing scene. We had a really great time. I think that it was portrayed really great. I just released it in the beginning of November. The second scene that we did together will be released during Christmas time of this month.
It's on your OnlyFans?
It'll be on my OnlyFans.
So I can go buy it and watch
it? Yes, you can.
I will support you.
I appreciate that.
I would love to support you.
Yeah, so I did that. And then, so after that, this was kind of like, not a trial and error, but trying to see like what I wanted. I wanted to do it because I didn't feel like I left the business the way I wanted to. And also being a content creator of myself, I had never really owned anything of my own
stuff. So you went out with a bang.
I came back with a bang.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything's bigger in Texas, you know?
Okay. To touch on that, this is a great question. I'm sure a lot of your fans want to know. Does size matter?
You know, you got to have something to show up to play with, right? But I don't think that you have to be the biggest person to play with. You know, I think like even in Dread Sense, like it was a lot of fun. It was great. I don't think I could do that every single day of my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think that there's levels to things. And I think that it's the size of the boat, not the motion in the motion in the ocean, not the size of the boat.
For you, ideal size. Right.
You asked more questions than I wanted you to know, but it's okay. I think that they're going to like this. So I'm gonna let it pass.
Okay.
Ideal size? I don't really know. Like, I think, I don't even know what's average. Some are more girthier than others. Some are longer and skinnier, which I don't really like. I like to have a little girth and a little size. And you have the best of both worlds.
Yeah, her girth is like more like...
I mean, it's hearty. It's a hearty. It's like, you know, I'm Southern.
Can I show you my dick and you can judge it?
Sure. I'll give you a rating right
All right. I want your honest answer.
Yeah.
This is, oh God, I'm super nervous.
Let's see if he's going to like my rating. Private.
this is like me going out on a limb and this is going to go viral, good or bad. So.
All right, guys, this is our first dick rating on camera. I do this usually on my OnlyFans and we see, but I'm going to give this to him because he wants my honest answer. I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, wait. He's scrolling through.
Here.
He's like, which dick pic was the best? Which girl did I fuck the best? And which girl did I do it the best with?
Let's see. This one's pretty
Where
good.
Where is she? Go.
All right, sorry.
How many dick pics do you
got? I didn't have any. I'm looking for one. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't ever send this shit out to anyone.
I got pussy pics all day. You must not be content creating very often.
No, I really don't. Hold on, it's coming up.
Where he goes, nobody knows. All right.
Jesus. Okay, one second. It's coming. I feel it.
That's what she said, but did it?
Okay. Yes.
All right, guys. Well, we'll say that he's cleanly shaved. He's got girth. He's holding his balls with his wrists. So I don't know if they're low or they're tight. But I'll give you a 7.5 out of 10.
Wow. Cheers to me. I love that.
His backbone. I just, you know.
I have a pretty dick, right? Like, it's, like, nice looking?
I wouldn't say it's ugly. I don't know if dicks are pretty. I don't think I would ever say any dick is pretty.
You have a handsome cock?
Your dick's not bad. It's like, I could see why people could like do things with it.
That's sheepish, guys.
I'll give you a 7.5 out of 10. That's not bad.
No, I appreciate that. That's love. That's like a C plus.
You're more girthy than like length. Not that you don't have any length. It's like a solid.
Well, yeah, I don't have like the longest dick.
It's like an average dick with like a little.
I'm like above average.
What is average?
I think it's like 5 inches. And I'm like.
Average is 5?
I'm like 6.5.
Okay, then yeah, you're above average. You looked like a 7 in that.
Okay,
so,
cool. Yeah, I'll take that. You know, 7 on a good
seven
day.
I'll give him a 7 out of 10.
But I'm definitely like probably like 6.5.
All right. So, well, maybe one day, maybe a booty camp will measure it for you guys. But
that'd be fire.
I love it.
I will measure my dick on camera for you guys.
I appreciate you. Thank you for showing me your dick, telling me your life story, telling me about your come up story. I love all of it. Please let us know where we can follow you, support you, and everything that you do.
Yeah, just follow me, Kellen Ness, on all platforms.
Kellen Ness, there you go.
Kellen Ness.
Private Talk, I hope that you love this Miami edition of Private Talk with Alexis Texas.
Cheers.
Until I meet again. This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.